when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We'll be discussing road safety again this morning. It's dominated our conversation here for the last few weeks with an astonishing and horrifying 70 people now dead, or is it 71 or 2? 70 people now dead on the roads so far this year, and this is only the 2nd of May. Derek's been driving a taxi around Cork City for years, so I reckon, Derek, you know our roads better than most. Are these your own dash cam videos that you sent us? You sent us two little short videos, and they really are what, as a driver, you'd call them, oh Christ, moments, where you nearly lost your life and you had to take evasive action. Morning.
PJ, good morning. Indeed, they're my own dash cam footage. And these clips have been captured in a period of 3 days, in the last 3 days. And if I was to capture dashcam footage over the last month, I'd probably have 15 or 20 of those clips for you. Mm. It's constant. It's every day. Driving in around Cork City and County is something to... It's just gone horrific. Mm. People don't care anymore on the roads. People are driving recklessly. People are distracted. People are not paying attention. The list goes on and on.
Mm. One in particular where this guy, who, if he had just had one look in his side mirror, would have realized you were coming up on the inside, and he just whipped straight out into your lane.
Yeah. And that's an everyday occurrence. One of the clips in particular, which was coming from the finger post towards Douglas direction.
I knew I recognized it, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what's even better is when I took evasive action, not alone did he not pull in, but because I blew my horn, he actually tried to push me further into the oncoming traffic on the opposite side.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we have, PJ, at the moment, a real breakdown in road traffic, a road traffic law. It's not just for vehicles, PJ. It's for, and I know the cycling community will start roaring up on this comment, but the vast majority of cyclists don't understand what a red traffic light is. They constantly break that, causing vehicles to hit the brakes.
It's funny you should say that, because I had an incident and I had kind of filed it away to tell it. But on the back of your two dash cams, I'll tell it. I was sitting the other day by the South Infirmary Vic, and there by the traffic lights at Paddy the Farmer's. And I was forced in the line of traffic. I came up to the red light, stopped and was waiting to take off. And this guy, on a bike, came up inside and cycled through the junction against the red light as if it didn't exist.
They just don't care, PJ.
And this was a guy who cycles every day. I could see by his get-up. He had cycling gear on him, proper boots, proper helmet, the whole thing. And I'm thinking to myself, proper helmet? If the bus is coming down, you'll be under it, helmet or not. Like, what's going on here?
You don't have a chance, PJ. And as well as that is the self-entitled attitude that these people have. Pedestrians, PJ, where do we even start there? People must think that these cars, vehicles and buses that people are driving can just drive straight through them, because again, pedestrians are walking straight out in front of vehicles, expecting vehicles to jam on. Again, when vehicles jam on the brakes, it creates this kind of, how can I say, accordion effect, where the car behind them jam on the brakes, and that continues. And again, PJ, here's another one that's increasing road rage. If you're coming from the side of the Elysian, coming down Albert Street, at the junction of Albert Road, there is a yellow box there, which most people in Cork would know. At the busy times, that's just a car park. People just flood the yellow box. Again, that's increasing road rage as well. That box, in the last 2 or 3 years, I have never seen a Garda on point duty. And every day, that is full of vehicles as well. It's the whole thing that's coming together, PJ. And people have this self-entitled attitude of, we will do what we want, how we want, and when we want.
You're mentioning pedestrians, and the law says, and you learn it very quickly as a driver, the law says, no matter how stupid the pedestrian is, it's the driver's in the wrong.
Absolutely. Well, then that law needs to be brought before
the... That's the truth.
Yeah. And I can tell you something, because you know the other side of my business, right? And I was up in Northern Ireland 2 weeks ago. And I think you actually sent that post on to you. And I can tell you, PJ, the difference in driving style and behaviour when you go into Northern Ireland is completely different, because they have stricter policing up there. They have more road cameras. They have red traffic light cameras. And drivers in the north are driving with more due care and attention.
I'll back it up. I'll back it up, because I did two holidays up there in 2020 and 2021, both of about a week, 10 days duration. And we drove everywhere. And I noticed exactly that.
The people in the car with me, they passed the comment, PJ, and they were lovely people, and they said, Jerry, can I ask you a question? How come drivers down in your part of the country drive like maniacs and people up here drive with respect? How do you even come back with that?
Yeah.
But my worry, PJ, is if people don't become more vocal on this, we're going to have more road deaths, because people do not care. They will pull out in front of you if they want to pull out. They'll break red lights if they want to break lights. And if you try to beep your horn or say, hey, you shouldn't have done that, then they will get physically and verbally abusive with you, like you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
So I really hope that, and I know a lot of members of the Gardaí listened to your show, I hope they're listening, because we need to take action.
Well,
not for everyone's sake.
If you look at the shocking statistic that I was given on this show only a week or two ago, Derek, that 10 years ago, the traffic corps in Cork had 40 members. Now it has 20.
Absolutely. It's, PJ, it's ridiculous. And if you think about that, and think about how the boundary has been extended in Cork, and we have a greater amount of population than we ever had before, and the population of Cork is increasing. So not alone has that number halved, it should be doubled from that original figure that you gave.
It should.
Something needs to be done, and I'll just cross on this, because I know Darren Milan, and he was speaking to you last week as well about road safety. Myself and Darren talk a lot. Something needs to be done. Road deaths will continue. Crashes every day, PJ, on the South Link Road and the South Ring Road. You're just guaranteed a crash every single day, because people are driving up each other's backsides. If this was another country in Europe, they would be respecting the Chevron rule of at least holding space behind.
Yeah.
But they're not. And people don't seem to understand, if you're traveling at 60 or 100 kilometers an hour, that you are going to travel at least over 104 feet in 1 second if you jam on the brakes at that speed. But they don't care.
Yeah. Everybody looks to the motorist. Everybody looks to the fellow driving the car, particularly the guy driving the SUV, as if he was some kind of a terrorist. But bikes, scooters, pedestrians, people with buggies, you're saying here, Derek, everybody bears responsibility. Everybody.
we're all in this together, PJ. You're not going to fix this problem if we just target one member. We're not going to target if we just tackle motorists or bicycles. We need to be completely aware. And what we need is an increased budget for the roads policing unit to get more people out there to be have more physical presence. Because if we don't, we're going to have this conversation in 6 months' time after another 10 or 20 people have been killed. And we're going to be asking ourselves why. The answer is very clear. You know, we police it more, we get people out there to respect the law a little bit more, and we make the road safer. And with the look, you know, with the help of God, PJ, at the end of the day, everyone out there will get home to their families.
Here's hoping. Here's hoping. Derek, thank you. Derek's been driving a taxi around Cork for more years than I care to remember. If anybody knows what it's like in the roads out there, he does. Thank you, Derek. 0818 96 96 96. And definitely... And I will be talking after 10 about road safety more with a man we've spoken before, Neil Fox. Neil's sister, Donna, was a cyclist and she was killed in an accident. We're going to talk about road safety and how he feels, maybe about what Derek's been saying there this morning.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.